So we're going to share together in Psalm 27, recognizing that we heard just a portion of it as when we followed our Lent liturgy, but recognizing that there is so much within this psalm for us this morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is a stronghold of my life.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after.
To live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me.
And I will offer in his tent sacrifices to the house of the Lord. I will sing and make melody to the Lord.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger.
You who have been my help, do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation.
If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up.
Teach me your way.
Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries.
For false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence.
I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Great is the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage.
Amen. And so we hear our gospel reading for this morning. Thank you.
Our gospel reading is from Luke's gospel, chapter 13, reading from verse 31. Jesus' sorrow for Jerusalem. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep doing today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Amen.
We live in a broken world, a world that seems to be tearing itself apart, a world in which we cry and we weep when we see what humanity is doing to humanity. Time and time again, we see and we hear of news and events that remind us of the darkness within our world that may cause us to be afraid, that may remind us just how fearful some people are as they're right and are being swept away, as they are increasingly marginalized for who they are and who they love. And we weep. And we weep at the brokenness of the situation in Israel and Gaza. We weep with Ukraine, longing for peace, but not peace at any price. And God weeps too. When the pattern of the lectionary readings were published over 25 years ago, following a 9-year trial period, the compilers just did not know what would be happening within the world. But don't our readings this morning speak to us and speak to our situation and to our world? Psalm 27, the lectionary psalm for today, was written in deeply troubled times when armies were encamped around them and war was rising. Some psalms express anger. Some are penitent. Some contain vindictive passages which are really hard for us to read. Some are really difficult for us to understand as people who believe in a God of love. It feels like every human emotion can be found within the depths of the Psalms. But here in Psalm 27, we have the reminder that a God is described as light in a dark world. Psalm 27 is written for the fearful. Fear is one of the most disabling emotions. People can literally be rendered unable to move by fear of personal violence, whether from terrorists or from invading armies or even from a loved one. Fear of a neighbor or an abusive parent can render people unable to think rationally. And media hype can exaggerate people's fears. Leaders can play on fear to manipulate, to present a distorted picture. But when we are afraid, who do we turn to? Do we know God as our strength? The one whom we can turn to, the one in whom we can trust. The psalm longs to be in the presence of God, to be in the shelter of God's love. And we too can know the love and care the comfort and hope that comes from God. For God hears our cry and hears the cry of those who are suffering today, those who are living in fear. For God is concerned about each and every one of us. We serve a God who does not remain at a distance, but who comes to us in Jesus. Jesus who knows our pain. Jesus who knows what it means to be human, to suffer, to experience the unimaginable pain of crucifixion. We have a God who offers to us a relationship where we may know God leading us and teaching us, that we may know God directing us, that we may see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But sometimes we need to wait. And often waiting can be the hardest thing. Because we want things done now. We want things done in our time and not in God's time. But we are called to wait. To trust in the one in whom we can find light, the one in whom we can be saved, the one who comes to save us, that we may know the goodness of God amidst the darkness, that we may know the faithfulness of God amidst despair. Our gospel reading records Jesus' lament over Jerusalem. Our reading begins with some Pharisees coming to warn Jesus that Herod wants to kill him. This took me by surprise when I read it again to prepare for today. Because whenever we think of the Pharisees, we think of them wanting to try and trip Jesus up. But here, they are concerned about Jesus, and here they come and warn him. But Jesus is on a journey, and Jesus is traveling towards Holy Week and the cross, but he is clear that there is still much to do. He is focused on the task, not an easy task, but one that he knows that will lead to his death. Jesus is not very complimentary of Herod. He calls him a fox. "Go and tell that fox," he says, "that scavenger, that trickster, that unscrupulous schemer, that his power, the power of destruction, has its limits." I wonder, who are the foxes in our world today? The leaders that are behaving in a way that is more concerned about ourselves and interest and increasing power than concern for those on the margins of society. More concerned about building barriers of defiance built on fear rather than bridges of acceptance and love. I'm sure we can think about who those foxes may be. So Jesus, having chased away the fox, heads to the hen house. He wants to gather up the chicks to make sure that they are safe. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. It is as if Luke is presenting us an option here. Do we find our safety and security in the powers that function out of fear and self-interest, at least in part? Do we find our connection, our sense of meaning and purpose in those who seek to define us by amassing a count of our failures and disappointments? Or do we run to the one who shelters us in the shadow of his wings, who is ultimately broken and poured out for us through unimaginable, uncomprehendable love for us? Here we have the reminder that God longs to gather us, to shelter us, that we might know God's love and God's comfort. We need to know the love that Christ offers to us. We need to remember that we can cling to that love and to that hope when we walk through those valleys, and when we may feel like motherless children. We also need our church to love like that. All around us at any given time, there are those who feel disconnected, those who feel as though no one cares, no one is there for them. There are those who feel that their mistakes define them. But as a church, as the children of God, we are called to spread our wings and to gather them in, that through us they may know God's love and care. They may know God's love, God's welcome, and God's inclusion. Today, as we have heard our readings, wherever we may be, whatever we may be going through, do we need to know God as our light and our salvation, the one who has saved us, the one who brings us hope? Do we need to know that love of God enfolding us, that we are safe, that we are secure, that we are sheltered in the love and the care of God? Today, how can we, the children of God, show God's love and demonstrate God's shelter and care to those who need it? May God, through God's Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us, that we may know more of God's love, God's comfort, and God's care, and extend that love, that comfort, and that care to those who need it. In Jesus' name, amen.